are glad you're here. I'd like to start with a hymn, number 14 in your hymnals. And I think this song deserves to have a standing on. So let's stand for this song.
certain they trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican.
mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off.
O Lord, you have examined my heart. You know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away.
Thou compassedest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue. But lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me.
You see me when I travel or when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence?
This knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence.
If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
If I go up into heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there shall your hand guide me, and your strength shall support me.
If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the night shall be light about me.
I could ask the darkness to hide me, and the light around me to become night.
Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee.
But even in darkness I cannot hide. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you.
For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
You made all the delicate inner parts of my body. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it.
My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them.
You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed.
How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, 1, 2, 3, count them, 1, 2, 3, count them, 1, 2, 3, they are more in number than the sand.
When
Acts 4, 1 to 31. One day, as Peter and John enter the temple, a beggar crippled from birth asks them for money.
Alms for the poor.
Instead, Peter called on the name of Jesus, the Messiah, to heal him. The beggar immediately sprang to his feet and entered the temple, walking, leaping, and loudly praising God.
Quickly, an amazed crowd swarmed around Peter and John, who immediately seized the opportunity to boldly preach the resurrection of Messiah Jesus and to call the people to repentance. Listen to what happened next.
Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Repent, repent, repent! To their
and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said,
Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done.
And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness.
And they spake the word of God with boldness.
And they spake the word of God with boldness.
And they spake the word of God with boldness.
First Chronicles 29:6-20. King David loved the Lord God and had set his heart on building a beautiful temple as a place where the Ark of the Covenant could remain at rest. It was to have been God's footstool, and David prepared to build it.
But then God said to him, You are not to build a house for my name, because you are a man of war. You have shed blood. And instead, God chose David's son Solomon to build the temple.
So King David began to gather immense amounts of supplies for the construction of the temple, including personal treasures. And then he invited the people to also give of their personal treasures. Listen to the response of the people.
Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel and captains of thousands and of hundreds with the rulers of the kings were offered willingly and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams.
That's 165 tons of gold.
And of silver, 10,000 talents.
That's 330 tons of silver.
And of brass, 18,000 talents.
That's 594 tons of brass.
And 100,000 talents of iron.
That's 3,300 tons of iron.
And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasurer of the house of God by the hand of Jehiel the Jershonite.
Then the people rejoiced. Then the people rejoiced. Then the people rejoiced. Then the people rejoiced, then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy.
Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our fathers, forever and ever.
Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power.
willingly after this short. For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee.
For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding.
I know also, by God, that thou triest the heart, and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy, 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 thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee.
O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee.
And give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made provision. And David the king said to all the congregation, now bless the Lord your God.
And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and bowed down their heads, and worshiped the Lord, and bowed before the king.
Thou art worthy.
Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spakest unto thy servant David, my father.
But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded.
Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today,
that thine eyes may be open toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive.
If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do, and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked, to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous, to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance.
If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart and spread forth his hands toward this house.
Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou, only knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers.
Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake,
for he shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth for thee for,
that all the people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have builded is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shalt pray unto the Lord toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause.
If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, now be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they be carried captives unto the land of the enemy, far or near.
Yet they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carry their captives, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness.
And so return unto thee with all their heart, and with all their soul, in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto our father, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house that I have built for thy name.
Then hear thou their prayer and supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause.
And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee. And give compassion before them who carry them captive, that they may have compassion on them.
For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron.
That thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee.
For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth, to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt.
And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying,
Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant.
The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers.
And let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication unto the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God, day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant, and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require.
That all the people of the earth,
that all the people of the earth,
that all the people of the earth
may know that the Lord is God, and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes, and to keep his commandments as at this day.
Less than 100 years after this, the kingdom of Israel had gotten into idol worship. King Ahab led the people deep into the worship of Baal. Finally, there was a culminating contest between God and Baal.
Between two opinions. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him.
And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people,
I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men.
Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under.
And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under.
And call ye on the name of your gods.
And I will call on the name of the Lord.
And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God.
And all the people answered and said,
It is well spoken.
Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under.
And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name
Isaac and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art the God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again.
Then the fire of the Lord fell, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stone, and the dust, and licked up the blood that was in the tent. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said,
"The Lord, He is the God! The Lord, He is the God! The Lord, He is the God!"
Seventh and eighth grade classroom will be giving a presentation from the book of St. John, chapter 16 and 17. And in this passage, we have Jesus speaking to his disciples for the last time, probably on this earth, before his crucifixion. And so he's telling them everything that they're, as it says, able to bear during this time. Wanting them to nourish the seeds that he had planted. And then he comes into the presence of God, Father, and prays to God that the disciples would be faithful in that charge entrusted to them, and not only the disciples, but all future generations of believers.
These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things I said not unto you at the beginning, but because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? Because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged.
I have yet many more things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you.
All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father.
Then said some of his disciples among themselves,
What is this that he saith unto us? A little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father.
They said therefore,
What is this that he saith? A little while, we cannot tell what he saith.
Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them,
Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour has come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full.
These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father.
His disciples said unto him,
Lord, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no problem. But now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from the Father.
Jesus answered them,
Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation,
but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Can frighten those
They might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou hast given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them.
Holy Father, keep to thine own name those that thou gavest me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them my word, and the world hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me from the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou lovest me may be in them, and I in them.
You may have noticed that in the last chapter that they were reciting here in John 17, Jesus' prayer was that we would be unified. And we as a class believe that as we are unified in obeying all the commandments of Jesus, that that has great power. And we're going to sing to you an old hymn, Heart with Loving Heart United, that brings that out very beautifully. And would like for you to take your hymnal at this point, should be there in front of you, number 350. And we will be singing the first two verses and ask you then to join in if you would like to unite with us in verse 3.
Thank you, students, and thank you, teachers. That was a great job. I would like to highlight the memory program that we had this year. We put a challenge in front of the students. Each class had a core memory selection that they were memorizing as a class, and that's what you heard tonight. And then we challenged them to tackle the passages that the other classes were singing, or saying. And we called that base camp, following the mountain climbing theme. You can look at our little graphic over here, right beside the ladies' restroom door, to see a little more how we had that structured. I would like for those who are on track, let me put it that way, who are on track to finish base camp by the deadline, April 21, I would like for you to just come up in here so the people here can see you. Come on, quickly. Those of you who are on track, not those of you who have finished, but those of you who are on track, stand right up here. They have spring break and several weeks after spring break to finish, and this is the crew that thinks that they will make it and actually has a pretty good chance of doing it from what I've seen. Come on in a little further, please. Now, I would like for those who have actually finished base camp to come in next. Now, you may stay here. You may stay here. Don't leave so quickly. All right, what do we have? Four. There were more, weren't there? I only see four here. There were at least. Is that the? Oh, awesome, you're with them. Great. So there are five here who have completed. You can see about how many are going to be finishing. That is approximately 240 verses. Well, okay, I take that back. That's for the 7th and 8th graders. The fifth and sixth graders have just a few fewer than that. They didn't do quite all the passages that everybody else did. And second and third and fourth graders, a few fewer passages, and on down to the first and second graders had some less. But either way, it is a significant accomplishment, and I'm excited to see these people giving it that effort. Thank you. You may go back. Thanks for coming and showing your support. Let's stand. I've asked Harry to lead us in a closing prayer.
Let's pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You are the God of heaven above and earth below, and of our hearts. We worship you, and we say, Lord, teach us to pray. We have been blessed by the prayers that are recorded in Scripture, prayers from the heart to your heart. We're blessed that you reach down and solicit those prayers, that you delight in the prayers of your people. May we be people of prayer, people who love to walk with you and with each other. Go with us as we go. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.